Blog Talk Radio.
Choices you make to choose life.
We all have to face both good and bad days. So don't fix those temporary problems in permanent ways. Permanent ways. Hang tight and don't give up. Don't cave to the pain when darkness comes. Just know we all have to face both good and bad days. Rules of the game.
Folks on the net know they ain't really real. Don't have that stupidity affecting how you feel. They don't even have courage to give up their real name. So why harm yourself over anything they say? The real way to win is for you to do you. Don't let their lies matter when you know the truth. If you're feeling lonely, not how it has to be. Call a friend or loved one when you feel like you're in need.
Suicide is a choice when there's no way.
It's the wrong choice, not a cure for the pain. Your life is too precious to throw away. Just hold on, things will get better again. We all go through tough times and need help. You don't have to go through it by yourself. There's no shame, you can't cure it yourself. Find a professional, protect your mental health.
We all have to face both good and bad days.
Good and bad days.
So don't fix those temporary problems.
No, no.
In permanent ways, permanent ways. Hang tight and don't give up.
Don't give up.
Just know we all have to face both good and bad days. Rules of the game.
You'll get way more out of life than your death will ever give. Whatever you hope to give, you'll get more if you live.
We all have to face both good and bad days. So don't fix those temporary problems in permanent ways. Come. Just know we all have to face both good and bad days. Rules of the game.
We all know that life can be cruel, but don't let it make you harm you. Don't you harm you. We all know that life can be cruel, but don't let it make you harm you. Don't you harm you.
Yeah.
can find Tropicana. Me, I don't say I just did the marijuana. Do wanna do bad if you're Morgana. Onjo Umlando for me, Moyagwe Lord Goda. Who and me guy, if a nigga think I give up for. Me, I done the street things when them sing on Gonzo. I find I know be so can see my team, them no be feed. Premier League is not you, if I smoke or see my engine bigger go.
Echo!
When you show up, no power, no data.
Welcome to the Moment of Inspiration. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia. Listen, life throws you a ton of balls, but you must decide which ones you'll catch. There are many of you that are holding on to things that you should let go. Not only such tangible things like relationships, cars, houses, and jobs, but also the intangible things in your life, like negativity, depression, hurt, adverse perspective, your thinking, poverty, and such. Life gives us choices. The choice to hold or release, change or not. I invite you today to make a choice to hold or grab hold of the ball of happiness, openness, joy, prosperity, positive thinking, and the like. The other ones, well, I suggest that you drop them like a hot potato. Let's start right now. Simply, I want you to declare, I am happy, and I denounce depression. I am open to receive truth, and I denounce deception, and so on. Are you ready? It's your choice. This is your moment of inspiration with Dr. Princess Adelia, here with a mission to help you birth a life of true purpose. Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is way more than half the battle. So I invite you to visit spiritualpregnancy.info, bountifulgroup.com, and princessadelia.com. Thanks for listening, and I love every last one of you.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Now that's so much better. That is so much better. I'm going to have to clean that up in the archives. Well, welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. I am your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. And just shortly here, my co-host, Mr. Patrick Cage, is going to be joining us live. And we have a few special guests tonight that's going to be joining us. We have Cassandra Calloway from Calliewood Nation, the celebrity journalist out of L.A. And we also have Patrick Cage II, who's going to be joining us. He's a little television star. And he's going to drop by later on tonight. Our show is brought to you each week by the nonprofit organization Bountiful Opportunities Group, home of the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement, Transformation Tours, High School and University Assemblies, where we are igniting transformation in the lives of our youth. We believe that if you save our youth, you do save our world. Tonight, we're going to have an interesting topic. On the first half, we're actually going to be talking about the transformation of Detroit. And we are asking everyone around the world to be I Am Transforming Detroit by aligning with the vision of transformation for Detroit and also creating the vision for you, your community, and your family. And we're very excited about it. So we want you to click online, I Am Transforming Detroit. com so that you can find out all about it. October 22nd, hey, we've got a great vision, and we're going to be marching in the streets with our vision boards held high, chanting transformation. It is so. Then we're going to celebrate it in the Artist Village and have us a fabulous time. this is going to be definitely historical. And guess what? We're going to talk about tonight. Is it possible that if we vision collectively, can that work? Is that going to work with all of the things that are happening in the communities around the world? I mean, there are a lot of murders going on. There's a lot of pain. Can we really come together with something such as this just to vision it collectively, create it? We want you to get online. Go to IamTransformingDetroit.com and join the movement. When you join the movement, maybe you want to pioneer a vision board for your community. Pioneer that vision board. Go on and become a part of the organization. And I'm telling you, we believe that it is so. If you desire change, you must first celebrate in advance while knowing that it is so. And before we go to our break for this music, I want you to get on the phone, call your neighbors and friends, and tell them that we're on the air live. Yes, we are. Hello. Oh, we're going to listen to Ronnie McNair, Since I Don't Have Your Love. Not that song. There we go. This is an old jam. Enjoy. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Yo, love. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. I am so happy to be back here tonight. We have a very hot show ahead of us this evening. In case you are just tuning in, I want you to get on the phone, call all of your neighbors and friends, and let them know that the True Purpose Development Show is on, and we are going to have a hot time tonight. Our first hour is going to be myself and my wonderful esteemed co-host, Mr. Patrick Cage, and we're going to be talking about the transformation of Detroit, this whole idea and concept that one collective vision can actually be what the world needs. And it's that one thing that no one has ever tried. And we're saying that we're going to try it. So we're going to have Mr. Patrick Cage. And then we're going to have, like I said, a special guest is going to call in, Patrick Cage Jr., who's a television, he's a television personality. He actually, he's on TV. And he's got a show coming up. So we're going to talk to him tonight. And we're also going to hear from Cassandra Calloway, the celebrity journalist from L.A. Well, I want you to first welcome my wonderful co-host, Mr. Patrick Cage. How are you this evening?
Hi, dear. How are you? How are you doing?
I am doing just absolutely fabulous. I'm fabulous. I was trying to look for the hand clap because I wanted to clap you in, and I don't know if I it worked. I'm like, where's my hand clap? Did it disappear? You know? There it is.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Because last week I felt my connection wasn't good, so I wanted to make sure it's better this week.
Oh,
I just
no,
wanted to make sure
fabulous.
It's good.
Oh, no,
and again, Patrick Cage,
awesome.
Patrick
yes.
Cage Jr., no, it's
yes.
Patrick Cage the second.
The
call
second.
Him the second.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Jr., he would not like that.
I usually don't say Jr., because I don't like people say theirs is Junior. I'm like, oh,
really?
I'm not
really?
Like Junior. I like Seth. I really do, honestly. But I don't know why. I think I thought that he had said that because
I didn't want to be senior.
You didn't want to be senior?
Nah.
So what?
Nah.
What are you? What are you, the first?
I'm just Patrick Cage, because to me, when I say Patrick Cage, it just sounds so strong. So I didn't want to change it. And then I was trying to figure out what can I do for him. Because I wanted him to be a junior, but not with junior, because it just doesn't sound strong to me.
Yeah.
So Patrick Cage the second sounds strong. You know, he loves that. So
oh,
that's
I
what I did.
It.
I was going to be
it.
Creative. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You want to be creative. You know,
yeah.
I love you being on the show with me, because you have such a great personality. And, it's like I love our agreeing to disagree. All the time. I just love it. So,
tonight, I think our dynamic is great.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. I know it is. It's good. Tonight, we have a lot to go over, but this first hour is going to be very interesting. We're talking about a subject that I believe is very touchy. I know we kind of touched on a couple of things, something more specific a couple of weeks ago, but tonight, just the whole topic of Detroit and it pioneering this movement, this global transformation for our communities and youth. And it's a huge step. It's a great, it's a big thing to say. That is possible. It's like the gall of us to think that we can actually do this, but we can. At least I believe so. So the first thing, I'm going to ask you, Patrick, now. I know we've talked about this before, but what do you think about the idea of Detroit really being successful in addressing the issues that are plaguing the world with a collective vision, a movement of collective vision? What do you think?
I mean, I don't want to just single out Detroit. I think any place could be successful when those who are participating are really focused on that one common goal. If we come together as a people, because we're such a strong, unique type of people, we are very creative in just our everyday lives. You know, if you listen to us, we're just creative in how we communicate with each other. We can say words to one another in English and change the meaning of the word with the expression of it, when someone else who's not from our culture would think we're saying something else. And we're communicating a whole other
mm-hmm.
level. That's how creative we are. So when I look, I'm looking at the things that are happening to our black men in the United States. And this is something I really focus on a lot because of my son. I try to address the issue not from, in addition to the point from the police or what they're doing, but what we're doing to ourselves, you know, and we have to go there too. But in addition to that, we have to start protecting ourselves. I know your transformation includes a lot of marching, I think, conferences, communicating in a conference setting, but
No,
I don't want to limit it to that. I said, in addition to that, we start there, but we have to expand on a level like you want to get out in the streets, you want to get out in the gutter, and transform from there. And I think that's the difference between what's going on now and what you want to do. You want to take it to another level. We have to come together.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring some clarity to that. Go ahead. I mean, I cut you off.
No, I just think we have to come together on all levels of communication. We need to talk. We need to get out there. We need to protect ourselves. And that's I want to go off and on that and be coming from a place that sounds detrimental to ourselves. When I say protect, I'm saying this. We have to deal with the forces that are coming at us. I mean, I can't protect my son or me from something with a march when they're coming at me with a gun. So
okay.
I'm going to meet you with the same forces that you meet me with. That's what needs to change. This is a transformation of how we're doing a whole lot of things. Now, I don't want to stick to just Detroit, but in Detroit, it's a lot of that going on. That's a place that really needs to transform. I mean, we need what you're talking about, but we need to expand on that a little bit. We need to expand and come from a place of a major impact of unity, unification. And that's a big project, mm-hmm. honey. You're taking on a big project.
Well,
I think we can do it.
Well, this is the thing. This is the idea of it, though. The idea is this. We're coming together with our vision. First of all, we're coming together with our vision board. Okay? We're first aligning with the transformation, with Detroit's vision of transformation. And we're saying, we're going to stand with you, Detroit, that your vision is possible. And I'm going to share that vision later on in this segment. And they're going to stand. And then we're saying, I believe that it's so for me too. I'm going to dare to vision for myself, dare to paint the vision of my life and how I want it for myself. And all of us are going to stand together for each other. And we're going to march and we're going to declare it. We're going to celebrate it as if everything that we imagined, envisioned actually has already come to pass. We're going to celebrate it and we're going to chant this one mantra, transformation, it is so. We're going to declare it in the streets. We're going to have community leaders and organizations that would have put their community boards together. And people can do this. You can go to IamTransformingDetroit.com, click on community board, creating your vision board, and you will see you can join the social group and find your community group. If your community group is not there, that's okay. You can create your community group. And the first thing when you put to the subscription for your community group, you have to put your vision there. And we will look at the vision. We will help you in defining that. And then you get everybody to come on there and join and align with the vision that you've created. You pioneer your community's vision board. And we're going to stand in agreement with this. Don't you think that's powerful? That's awesome. The most powerful thing in the world is your mind. The mind is much greater than that pistol, okay? You can use the pistol all you want. You could possibly miss. But when you stand in agreement, see it in your mind. Say it out of your mouth and act like it. Put some action to it. We're going to put some action to it. You have no idea what you'll do with that. Absolutely.
So anyone has a vision, any individual, this is what this is a question I'm asking, can come to this event, present their vision, and get support for their vision? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is what's happening. Everybody can create their own. We want everybody to have their own vision boards. When you're marching, you're going to be marching with your vision board. So everybody's going to come with their vision board.
Literally.
And they're literally with their vision board, and they're going to be holding their vision board up. That's everybody has their own personal marching banner. So everybody's going to have their vision board. But in order to do that vision board, they've gotten involved, they've gone online, gotten involved in the activities by, you know, they know what it means to create the vision. We're doing a lot of discussion around this. We're inviting people to the knowledge and awareness of the power of visioning, the power of the mind, the greatest tool you have. And collectively, as they say, boy, bye. Okay? So... yes, this is what we're doing. So everybody's going to have their own vision board. Community leaders, they may be standing three and four in a row and marching, holding up one big vision board together, and they have their group behind them, and we're saying transformation, it is so. Period.
So we're going to touch on many topics of transformation as a unit. That's what it's going to be?
That's right. That's right. No one particular. No, it's everybody, all the communities, LGBT, religious communities, whatever. That's not even the point. The point is coming together positively. And
right.
once you create it, then you become happy about something, because now you're looking into your life and you're saying, I have this power. And then we're educating you on an understanding of, listen, I don't care what happens negatively. Stay focused. Stay focused on that vision. And stay focused on the mission of the togetherness, the mission of the one, the mission of all of us together as one. And there's no separation, because we all have needs. We all need this.
I totally agree with you. But what do we do collectively when we're on this positive movement as a unit, and then mm-hmm. we're approached by this negative mass of this massive negativity towards us, coming at us as from not a peaceful place, because we're unifying as a peaceful unit, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, but I heard you earlier. You made it. You turned around and made it a black thing. This is not a black thing. It has nothing to do with black
people.
To do with everybody's community. It doesn't matter what community you're from. You can be black, you can be white, you can be Chinese. It doesn't matter
what community you're
coming from.
I think and this is a community thing, because it's in our community. This what's happening to us, it's in our community, and not just Detroit, but nationwide. So we're coming from a peaceful place. But this barrage of negativity is still coming at us, and it's coming at us with great force and great power. The power is so great that it's killing us. And we can't approach it from a peaceful place no more, because, you know, it was everybody who came from it from a peaceful place, Megan Evers, Martin Luther King, they didn't deal with them from a peaceful place. They killed them. So the people today... the generation today, they don't, Martin Luther King, all they know about them is the history books. They're coming, they have a whole new mindset. They're not coming from a peaceful place no more. The kids nowadays, they don't want to march no more. They want to transform, but from a place of transforming from the same place that they're being attacked from. They want to go back and put on these people what these people are putting on them. So what do we do about that?
Okay. What do we do about that? We empower them to change. We empower them to a different perspective of what's happening. At the same time, we enlighten them of how to address things legislatively. How do we do that? Because on the day that we do this march, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have representation from City Council that's going to give status of what we did legislatively on my watch. I was directing a nonprofit organization, Take Back the D, and the scrappers are screwing up the city of Detroit. Well, what are we going to do about it? That's a big deal. So what we did was went to the City Council legal department, and actually I pulled together a task force of all of the key people, even with Wayne County Commission, everyone, the commissioners, et cetera, to say this is what needs to happen. And yes, even in our task force, initially there were people saying this is not possible. It's not possible. And it says anybody, it is possible. And guess what? No, we can change legislatively. You have to make law enforcement. We don't do that. And yes, okay, can I say something? I already know there's going to be war along the way. It's not going to be easy. But it doesn't change the vision. Yes, along the way, of course, anytime there is positive enforcement, a positive move, understand that negative is present. It must be in order for there to be balance. Know that. Understand that. Make that clear to oneself. So even as we are making the move to stand in a positive affirmation, we have to know that adversity will be very present. And in that process, and it's all good, there may be war. There may be some things going down that's going to have to happen in order for the vision to come to pass. Every time there's a new process that is starting towards a great change, a new mountaintop, you are going to go and experience a valley. Whether it's collectively, whether it's individually, it is going to happen. It has to happen in order for us to get to the other side. So we're not going to focus on what may happen in the process and the adversity, the things that may go down. We don't even know. We probably can't even imagine. And even by us doing this along the way, at the same time we see the great change happening simultaneously, we will also see some adversity that is extremely significant. And that's what it is. But we still have to educate to stay focused.
Well, I mean, I think that's beautiful. I think that's beautiful. I think it's very effective for a whole lot of things. But also, some things it wouldn't be real effective for, because where we're looking for help, that's where this hate is coming from.
So we can't go to the legislature, the
judicial system. We can't go to those who are put in place to help us, because these are the people are coming to hurt us. So our transformation outlook is dismal when I'm looking at it from that perspective. The approach now is, we don't have time to change laws or approach it from a legislative point, because this is getting ready to happen. It's civil unrest is getting ready to happen. This thing is getting ready to blow. Surely after Obama gets out of office, it's going to take off. Because you got to think, ever since Trayvon Martin, this has been more killing of black men under any president that I know. It's been under the Obama administration. Obama signed an executive order for martial law. I don't know if people know what that is, but that's when it become a police state, and they have FEMA concentration camps all over this place, from Glendale to Lac Palmdale, already in place, ready to go. They're going to take control of the labor. They're going to take control of water, transportation. They can take control of everything. We don't have enough troops to come police our own state. They even got it in place where Germany is allowed to come over and police our country. This is in place from Obama. He signed this. So my thing is, why would you – if this is something that you need to be prepared for, what's going on in this country? And then I'm looking at what they're doing. And they're not stopping. They're not slowing down. They don't even care.
Oh,
they want to send this up. They want to. This bottle is getting ready to blow. And it's, they're not going to do it under the Obama administration. They're going to do it when it's the next presidency. But let me tell you.
I hear you. I agree with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. And we have a caller.
How do we transform? How do we transform this situation when they're putting lead in our little black men all day long with no problem? They're not even hesitating.
I understand what you're saying, and this is the voice of so many people. So why don't I suggest this for you? Why don't you hear all the buts, but they're doing this, but they're doing that, but they're doing this, but. I'm going to invite
there's no
you
buts
to move
no
your
more.
Butt up. No. I'm going to invite you to move your butt out the way. And I dare you to take all of those things that you say are the hindrances. I dare you to choose to see it the way that is seemingly impossible to be. You're like, I can't see how this is going to be positive or how it's going to work if it's this or that. I need you to then reverse that, create a vision that hold on. I don't, 661, you were on hold before. If you would like to say something on this topic, please press the number 1 again, and I will bring you into the show. Okay. That's pressing number 1 so that you can talk. Otherwise, that's fine. You can continue to listen. So, and for those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, and my co-host, Mr. Patrick Cage, is also live, and we are having a discussion about the transformation of Detroit and this whole concept and idea that it is actually possible for us to come together collectively, as we're going to do on October 22nd, with our marching banners / vision boards. And we're going to stand together, one, for the collective vision of transformation for Detroit's youth and communities around the world. We are standing in the agreement, belief, that this here is an effective solution for Detroit and communities around the world, for our youth. This is the effective solution, is what we're saying. Bountiful Opportunities Group is the founder of this movement, the Global World Peace True Purpose Movement, and we beg to differ. People don't think that it works. Our Mr. Patrick Cage, he thinks that it's time for the guns, okay? And a lot of people do. And it's true. You think it's time for the guns. You think we're supposed to shoot them up, bang, bang, like it's time now. And I hear you. I am not, trust me, I don't take lightly your position. I really hear you. There are so many people that feel the exact same way as you do. And what this movement, this transformation movement that was actually founded by the Youth Development Program of Bountiful Group, the purpose of this is for us to channel into the most powerful weapon that we have, and that is the mind. It can defeat all. It can cure all things. It can do some things that you will never imagine, but you're going to have to see the hardest thing, you know, and you're having this hard time, Pat. You're having this hard time. You are finding it very difficult.
You know, Doctor,
I changed my thought.
I agree with you. The mind is powerful. This is what we should use our mind to transform. My mind is telling me they're coming at me with guns, and I need to protect myself.
What about
and I can't do it with a vision board.
Okay, listen.
But my vision board, this is my vision board, though. My vision board states that when I'm marching with my board, I'm telling these people I don't want no problems. I just want to be left alone. I can't help I'm black. I can't change that. But I don't want no problems. But behind my vision board, I want a group of people letting them know that if you shoot past this vision board, I'm going to shoot back. I want to warn you that I don't want no problems.
That's fine. And, listen. And what did I say to you? I said that whenever change is ignited, an effective change, that you have to understand something so positive. You're putting out positive energy. You're putting out love, and you're making a statement of peace and synergy. These are very positive, great things. Honey, what comes with that is the adversity. I already said that.
Yes,
we're not
going to
focus
agree.
On, you're not going to focus on shooting somebody, but I don't know what may
no,
happen along your
that's
journey.
That's not the focus.
I don't
the
know
focus
what
is staying alive.
But, exactly. No, the focus is your vision. No, we got to take
right.
this caller. They had their hand up. They had their hand up twice.
All right.
Hold on 1 second. And actually, I'm going to bring them in, and then we're going to take a quick break. Okay. Caller, go ahead. You are on the True Purpose Development Show. Who do we have here? Hello? Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. I think they accidentally put their hands up. Or you're on mute. Okay. All right. I don't think they meant to put their hands up, and that's fine. Let me know. You'll have to put your hands up again because I'm thinking that you are accidentally putting your hands up. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, Mr. Patrick Cage, the focus is the focus is this, okay? The focus is this. The focus is the vision, always. Now,
yeah.
In that, well, now, I mean, you know, it's okay, for example, you're in the jungle. You walk into the jungle, and it's a gruesome mess. You come in with your Pradas on. You got great anticipation that you're going to get to the other side, and you're so excited about getting to the other side of that jungle. You're not really paying attention or even caring about the lions, tigers, and bears that you're getting ready to come across, because your focus is getting to the other side of that jungle, getting out of that piece, okay? Because you stumbled up in the jungle. You didn't mean to go in there, but you just knew that you wanted to get to the land of peace on the other side. Now,
right.
Once you're in that jungle, you and I both know it's some lions, tigers, and bears. You might come out of that jungle with some tree branches on your shoes and on your feet instead of the product, because things happen. You may have to fight a bear. You may have to tear down. You might have to break a tiger's neck. You may have to do that, but the point that you are focused on is I'm getting to the other side, and by any means necessary, and hey, listen, I'm not trying to harm you. I'm just trying to get to the other side. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying everybody go out there and get your guns and you shoot. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is let's stay focused. Create the vision and let it be. Our callers, they put their hands up again. Now, we're going to try to get them in again. I'm not sure. Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Okay.
Do you want to weigh in on our discussion tonight about the transformation tour Detroit and its mission of making a transformation in this world?
Well,
what do you think about?
I was actually calling. I had tried to call earlier when you were talking about the marching and all that.
Yeah.
I want to make a comment about that.
Please go ahead.
Okay. I don't agree with marching and all that. I think that's a waste of time. I think we should, as Black people, we should take all that energy and get our own. I think segregation is the best thing for us. We need to have our own, because the reason why I think all this is going on is because we don't have our own, we don't have our own covering. So these people think that they can come and do whatever they want and treat us any kind of way. If Black men take his place, we would have a covering. It's easy to take something from, it's easy to go and rob a store if there's no security, there's nobody watching.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. See, you know what? That's another vision, Doctor. That's another vision right there. From his perspective, he's just saying that this is another way of dealing with this one particular topic of how we're being treated. But you have to understand, where does this energy come from? Why are they imposing all this hate towards us? And you have to, once you understand that, then you understand on how to deal with them. Because
they're not
coming from a place of hate. They're coming from a place of fear. But it's the same coin, just the other side, because you can't love something that you're scared of. So
where did this come from?
It's called self-preservation. Slavery should never have ended. When slavery ended, they killed the person who went against that plan, which is Abraham Lincoln. So they had to come up with another plan. So they implemented segregation. Segregation came into place, and we fought for integration. Segregation, but why did they fight so hard for integration? Segregation? Why did they fight so hard to keep us separate? Because of genetic domination. Because you mix with us, it will be genetically annihilated. We are born superior genetically. If you put our DNA in a petri dish and mix it with any other race, we will annihilate it. So that's a big fear, and that's a big thing to deal with. And over time, if you integrate with these people, over time, those people, our society will be black because of integration. Because race mixing will go on to the point where you will become black. So now, how do you preserve this? You have to say separate. How do you make these people, how do you keep society not accepting these people? You have to paint these people as idiots. They're bad to hang out with. They're not the right people. Look at them. Look at their culture. They kill each other. You have to paint them in a negative light. So people, so now they're accepting this. Society was accepting of this treatment towards us from the police. But we're not accepting it anymore. It's changing now. This generation now, they want to take it to another level. They're not approaching it from a peaceful march anymore. They don't care about Martin Luther King approach, Megan Evers approach.
They're coming from
Malcolm X approach. So now I understand your light was another perspective on the vision board. But all I'm saying is with my vision board, I need to have me a pistol just in case they start shooting at me because they are shooting at me.
Okay, you know what? And you know what? And you have, but I understand exactly what you're saying, what both of you are saying.
Well,
and what I am inviting you to do is to take it to that next level of thought and literally understand this. While I say we will face war and we may face different things along the way, but the process of change, an effective change that will be forever, does start first in the mind, and it does start with somebody creating a vision. Each and every one of us have to create a vision that we want for ourselves. The criminals and all of this evil that happens, you know why it happens? Because there's somebody, the people who's inflicting the pain are the ones who have been through pain and have never been dealt with anything. But if you can really give someone the access to the tool that they have already had and show them how to use it, you can have a hand grenade, but if you don't know to drop the son of a gun out your hand so that it can go off, what point is it for you to have a hand grenade? If you have a 12 gauge, then what good is that if you don't know how to use the 12 gauge? Do you know how many of us have no clue of how to utilize the mind? It's the most powerful weapon ever. And yes, as we march forward towards our own, we're making a statement about ourselves, about the community around us, and that's called taking action and putting our foot down.
I agree with that.
And yes, I'm telling you. Now, listen, I'm not saying it's not going to be some issues, and we do have to take a break. We have to take a break, like, right now, because we're kind of running over.
Okay.
I want both of, well,
let's take a break. Let's take a break and come back to this caller.
Yes.
Let's take a break and come back to this caller, okay?
We are. Caller?
Yes.
66, yes, do you have what's your name? Can we address you by your name when we come back?
My name is Jerry.
All right, Jerry, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All right. Wow, I tell you, this is something else. I knew this topic was going to get some people because you know what? Oh, my Lord. We have been through it. Our world has been through it. And people are just keeping it real about how they feel. We'll be right back after this.
I feel like absolute crap. But everyone thinks I'm okay. I hate myself. I hate my hair, my face. I have no personality. Nothing makes me happy anymore. What the hell is going on with me? My stomach kills, my head hurts. I just thought she was being a typical teenager. I'm so sick of this. I took her to see a GP who said she has depression. The doctor helped me deal with it. Helped make sense of things. Help someone find a way back from depression and anxiety. Learn more about the signs and symptoms. Find out where to get help at youthbeyondblue.com or call 1-300-222-4636.
Hey, you guys. This is Dawn Robinson from En Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a part of the World Peace True Purpose movement. It's really something that the world needs right now because there's so many people that are downtrodden, and they don't believe in themselves anymore. They don't believe in government. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in anything out there, and they need to look to themselves. And so what you guys are doing with this movement is so special because it's very strong. It's very supportive of people, and it just reminds them of how strong they really are. And yes, I can do this, and yes, I can persevere. And the short time that we have on this planet, I can do something great with my life, and I'll be okay. You know, it's like a voice of reason out there that just says to them that everything's going to be all right. So I really am proud to be a part of this.
Welcome to the Moment of Inspiration. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia. Listen, life throws you a ton of balls, but you must decide which ones you'll catch. There are many of you that are holding on to things that you should let go. Not only such tangible things like relationships, cars, houses, and jobs, but also the intangible things in your life, like negativity, depression, hurt, adverse perspective, your thinking, poverty, and such. Life gives us choices. The choice to hold or release, change or not. I invite you today to make a choice to hold or grab hold of the ball of happiness, openness, joy, prosperity, positive thinking, and the like. The other ones, well, I suggest that you drop them like a hot potato. Let's start right now. Simply, I want you to declare, I am happy, and I denounce depression. I am open to receive truth, and I denounce deception. And so on. Are you ready? It's your choice. This is your moment of inspiration for Dr. Princess Adelia, here with a mission to help you birth a life of true purpose. Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is way more than half the battle. So I invite you to visit spiritualpregnancy.info, bountifulgroup.com, and princessadelia.com. Thanks for listening, and I love every little best one of you.
Welcome back to the...
I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. That one man could change the world. could change the world. All I wanted was $100 million and a bad chick. Imagine this a month, some nights it felt like that I had it. Back on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, try connecting dots, but it's hard making those attachments. I'm talking dreaming so hard, some nights it felt like draft day, you know. My stepbrother used to flip them bags outside the crib like it was trash day. No Kim K, but he bagged, yeah, yeah. But when you're getting fast money, slow down, don't crash. With all the drive in the world, swear you still need gas. Look, think about it. Close your eyes, dream about it. Tell your team about it. Go make million-dollar schemes about it. Success is on the way, I feel it in the distance. Used to look up at the stars and be like, ain't too much that's different. I be shining, they be shining. Get your one shot, don't you miss it. What you know about waking up every day like you on a mission? And I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope and it's the really same that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, the pretty and everything. $1 million cribs, have $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. One man could change the world. One man could change the world. My grandma told me if you write your name in stone, you'll never get the white out. I grinded out that black hole, then performed up at the White House, standing next to Jim Carrey. We traded stories and laughed. I said you're not the only one I know got rich wearing masks. Where I'm from, I swear they broke. They need way more than the cash. We need more than what you have, and then we need more than that. But how I'm supposed to say I'm tired if that girl from West Virginia came up in conditions that I couldn't survive? Went to war, came back alive. On top of that, became a female black captain. When being black, you had the extra try way before James Brown made us proud. She bought a crib on the same street as Marvin Gaye, right there on how to drive. And she taught me how to drive. And she raised the kids, then the kids' kids. And she did it right. Taught me how to love, taught me not to cry. When I die, I hope you teach me how to fly. All my life you've been that angel in the sky. Saying I hope you learn to make it on your own. If you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, it's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, $7 million dreams. When you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing, that one man can change the world. One man can change the world.
Welcome back to the True Purpose Development Show. Here's Dr. Princess Odelia.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. All right. One man can change the world. But y'all don't know nothing about that. And see, I'm telling you, Big Sean came from Detroit. Big Sean came from Detroit. And you know what that means. The only way one man is going to change the world is if one person uses a vision and implement and have the nerve and audacity to vision something so major that everybody says it is impossible. And I'm going to tell you, the young lady who founded this movement, at the time it was founded, she was homeless and nobody knew. How about that? Okay? And have taken this thing around the world and been speaking to thousands and everything. Got people in all kind of countries saying, I am transformative choice. Transformation it is so. That's what I'm talking about. So welcome back.
I think it's
back,
amazing.
Everybody. Well, we got to say welcome back. Welcome back, everybody who's tuning in and listening. We've got like about 10 more minutes in this segment, and we've got to get to the hot topics on relationships, so we're going to be switching it up. But we have my co-host, Patrick Cage. Patrick, say hello to everybody. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you? We're back.
Yay, we're back. We're back. And we also have a caller. She had called in. He called in. I'm sorry. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So Jerry's there. So we are all back. We were having a very hot discussion. And I want to ask, Jerry, before you and Patrick get on your little bandwagon together, because you guys are like all on the, you guys are on the same page. But Jerry, do you hear what I'm saying when I'm talking about the collective vision, the power of the mind, and us coming together? What do you think about that, honestly, for Detroit and for communities around the world? What do you think?
Well, I mean, the mind is powerful. You know, we do need to utilize our minds and use it for positive. But I mean, as far as Detroit, I mean, I just got to say this. I think we're just preoccupied with other cultures and other races. It's a big distraction. If we pull together, educate ourselves, and take care of our own business, then I think that will solve a lot of problems.
But I hear segregation.
Segregation.
I hear segregation. I hear you're saying, look, let's not worry about everybody else. Let's just worry about the black community. So this is what I'm going to tell you. How about you focus on the black community? How about you create a vision of your community? Because that's what the vision board is about. The vision board has you, your community, your youth, and what you see for it, you know, and about your life. So why don't you move all the butts and any negatives that you may have or anything that you may say that it's not possible on, and write down what it is, what you vision. Paint that picture of the perfect black community and put that on a vision board.
Okay.
How about that, Jerry? I'm serious.
Okay. And then another thing, I don't think that we should say black community.
Okay.
Let's just say community.
Okay.
Why does it have to be race?
I thought you were saying that.
Yeah, but let me put it to you this way. I think when we get into saying black this, black that, white this, that, white that, it brings about a negativity, because there's always going to be a war around race. So let's not even bring that in to the top.
But didn't you just say something about black people and all that?
Yes, I am. But what I'm saying is, when we just address it as being black, why can't we just say our community? You understand where I'm coming from? If we address everything black, white, right?
Okay.
Then that looks like there's a racial war, and there's always going to be a racial war. But we don't have to fuel it or feed it by saying, okay, black. I have a problem with BET. Why does it have to be black entertainment? Why can't we just be who we are? I think because we're trying to prove something to other races to recognize us. We have something to prove.
Right.
They want to be us. We don't. Why? Why do we feel that we have something to prove? Why can't we just do what we're going to do?
Okay.
Right. We know we're black. We don't have to put that out there.
But you know what? I'm hearing both of you now, and it's almost like I don't know what's happening here, because, I mean, was I on the same show a few minutes ago? You guys were both.
Well, we're transforming.
I know. You're transforming right before my eyes. I'm excited. So this is a phenomenal thing. Okay? Okay, we are all transforming. Transformation it is. So thank you so much. So you just be quiet, Patrick. So that's what's happening right now. We are transforming right up
No, I agree.
Right, live, right?
I agree.
I'm fair. So that's good. I don't want to say that either. I don't like saying that. I don't want everybody to say black this. I say let's come together and listen, Terry and Patrick.
This country doesn't allow you to say anything different. It's set up that way. The country is set up from a perspective of black and white or racial division.
So vision it differently. Vision it differently.
Okay, no. Well, I vision it how it's presented to me.
No, okay, so you just accept what's given to you. So how
no,
about
no, I don't,
you create something different?
My thing is like this.
No, create something different.
Accepting is, I'm not accepting anything. Hey, you know
you
what?
You just said it. You said, I just do it. You said, I do it as they give it to me. You just said that. So you are accepting. I'm giving them back what they're giving to me.
I'm dealing with what's being presented to me. I grew up in Chicago in the suburb, and if I got into confrontation verbally, I dealt with it verbally. If I got into a confrontation and we had to fight, I ain't talking no more. I have to fight. Now, I'm going to tell you, if someone has a confrontation with me and they bring a gun to the fight, it's nothing to talk about no more. It's nothing to fight for no more. I got to have me something to create an equal playing field. When every time I'm presented with something, I'm not looking for anything but peace. But in my search for peace, if I'm presented with confrontation or negativity, I have to deal with that the way it was presented to me. I can't keep dealing with it. That's my vision. I vision that for all of us.
You vision? What do you vision? Tell me in a sentence. I don't know who's... Mm-hmm.
I think someone has something in the background.
Jerry, I'm gonna mute you you can mute yourself, Jerry, so we don't hear the background noise, and then unmute yourself. And we do have a caller with 310. I see your hand up. Just hold on 1 second. I'm gonna bring you in. That might be is that Patrick the second? I'm not sure. Okay, you go ahead, Patrick. Go ahead with your comment. Patrick?
What were we talking about? My approach. I had an old man moment right there. Hey, I'm dealing with the approach. How I'm being approached. My vision is for us to recognize and not pretend that people are coming to us from a place that we would like them to come for us. It's like they're coming to us at a place where it's a reality, it's a violent place, and the reason I say it's violent because there's a lot of death involved here. So when I have my vision board, my vision is how do I bring people together to understand that we don't want to promote this the same thing that we're promoting. We don't want to fight. I don't want to kill nobody. I want to protect me and my people. So my thing is, what's coming to me is coming to me whether I like it or not. It's coming. I'm not going to pretend that they're coming to me with a march. They ain't marching,
okay,
baby. They ain't marching no more. And they ain't coming to us with a microphone. They're coming to us with guns. They're coming to us with guns, and they ain't playing. They ain't playing. They're letting us know. They're not playing. So my thing is, I ain't trying to box with these people. I'm not trying to march with them. When I'm dealing with these people, I have to deal with them accordingly. When I'm dealing with people in Detroit on the transformation thing, I got my vision board. I'm dealing with people because they're listening. They want change. I could deal with them from that perspective. But when I got these other people, and they're like, man, I ain't trying to hear no change, and the change I'm getting ready to make, I'm going to make with the 357. I can't come to them with no vision board. I got to come to them with 357.
Okay, listen. Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate what you're saying, and I want to say something, but I want to acknowledge this caller. I'm not sure who it is, and
okay,
we're going to bring them in because there is a caller here, and we're going to
bring their vision board, too.
Okay, you know what? See, you're making jokes of the vision board. I'm telling you.
No, I want people to focus on the vision board, but what they put on the vision board is very important.
That's,
what they put on the board is extremely important. Okay,
that's
what I want to make
important. It's extremely important.
I love the vision. I love the board. Because now you got to look at someone in your face. Yeah, I love it.
It's in your face. That's right. Okay, awesome. Now, 310, welcome to the to the, God, I was about to say transformation show. Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. Who do we have here on the line?
This is Patrick Kays the second.
Oh, Patrick, now y'all in trouble. I got backup.
What's up?
Well, Patrick, you have a great we were having a hot topic right now.
I heard I caught the end of that. Actually, I mean, I might be a little biased, but I definitely agree with Pop's opinion on this.
Oh, really?
See?
Yeah, I mean,
so you want your 357 too. And how, and you're like about,
well,
now, you're
now
your
that's
20s,
that's
right?
where we differ, just because I think a lot of conversations need to be started within our community and also within the country that we live in, because it's I don't know, because this is something I deal with on a daily basis. It's living in LA, I am a black young man, and we are being targeted. So I have to move now a certain way, and I'd be lying to say that the things going around aren't affecting me. And so America's been presented with, we were never brought here to be accepted. We were brought here to build and work for them and build their country for them. Then we, through time, things got established. We gained certain rights, but they were never initially ours. And so earlier, I believe someone else was saying that we feel like we have something to prove, and that's because that's how they've made it, is they didn't believe that we had anything to offer. And now we're having to show that. And I think with the uprising of now, people educating themselves, the power of the internet, the millennials now taking the power back into their hands and educating themselves, people aren't liking that, and now we're getting shot down. So conversations need to be started as to why is this happening? How can we change the fundamental structure of how this country was started? Now, if that comes to pulling up a 357, I'm not necessarily saying I'm going to be the one dealing with that, but if it comes at me, I mean, I definitely get what Pops is saying. If it comes at me, I have to deal with that how it's presented. And so
all I'm saying is we need to protect ourselves. All I'm saying.
Okay, and that's fine. If it is,
and you
true
can do that with a
357,
that
we need
with knowledge.
I agree with
exactly
that.
The knowledge on how to pull the trigger on the 357.
Tell me this.
I want to know, how do you protect yourself when a 357 is in your face?
Well, okay, that's
with
one.
With a transformation board,
but,
with some knowledge.
Okay.
But you make mockery of the transformation board.
What I'm saying is I love the board. This is what you're getting wrong. I love the board. I want to put on my board, I want to educate us about this thing that's being presented to us. It's no joke. How are we going
to
address this, and we can't do it with a march? We can't do it with a microphone?
We can't do it no march.
We can't do it that way. We can't. We have to come with my Jerry says, let's segregate. Okay, let's do that.
We have to separate ourselves.
I don't agree with that.
We do.
Thank you. Patrick. Okay, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that either. It's absolutely.
Why would you want to stay around people in a culture, in
Come
a society,
on.
That you're the
with.
Target?
That I agree with.
Then that's called integration.
How do we stop being targeted? How do we transform from being targeted? How do we do that?
I want to answer that, guys. First of all,
I don't think anybody in this group quite has that yet.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I do.
Is it a revolution?
It's a revolution.
It's leading to that.
Oh, it's definitely
that.
Let me explain something to every last one of you and all of the listeners that are on the call. First of all, a little shout out. We are just past the top of the hour, and we are supposed to be going right into our discussion of relationship hot topics with Patrick Cage, and then also featuring a couple of special guests that we're going to have here, which Patrick Cage, the second, is also on the line, and he's going to share with us very briefly about the show that he's going to be on on October 17th. I'm going to leave that to the surprise so that he can share with you what's going on. And next week, we're going to have a full episode with Patrick Cage II. We're going to go down memory lane and pull out some of those archives and some things that he's had. He's had the great pleasure of being shown on the screen, the big screen on. We're going to do that, and we're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to continue this mission of transformation for the youth and our world. Now, I do want to say this. We should be getting into the hot topics. I'm just going to take this on, this discussion, a little further on for maybe, let's say, guys, 15 more minutes, and we're done, okay? And we're going to switch it to the hot topics, and we're going to have about 30 minutes there, but we're going to switch it to the, I'll say 10 more minutes, because I do want to have a little discussion with Patrick Cage, and then we're going to switch it to the hot relationship hot topics. We're going to have some fun and some music, entertainment, and talk on the light side. I do want to say this, though. Everybody's saying, what's the answer? What's the answer? How are we going to do this? We can't do this. We can't do that. Okay. The point of the march, yes, we've been marching for generations. We've been marching since Martin Luther King. There's so many people marching in the million. And as a matter of fact, October 22nd is our march, and then the Million Man March is right after that. And I'm telling you, people are marching, marching, marching. And we still see the stuff, and things still need to change, and God bless God, may Dr. Martin Luther King rest in peace, because they are still trying to figure out what in the hell was he talking about when he said that he saw it. He had a dream, and he was marching for peace. People still don't get it.
I wouldn't follow Martin Luther King down to the corner store.
Okay, now listen here. This march that we're talking about, it is an effective march and solution that we believe is for the youth and the community. And that is educating and empowering people to utilize the most powerful tool that one person, anybody can have, and collectively it will move mountains. Literally, it'll put into place the things that we've been dreaming and visioning and marching for generations. It will bring about and ignite and affect. Listen to what I'm saying, because apparently you didn't hear me. What I said was that as we march and we create the vision, there's always a process to change. When a woman has a baby and she's getting ready to birth, I call the process spiritual pregnancy, whether you're male or female. I call going and
embarking on a change.
So we got to
this point already.
No.
We're talking about how do we do this with a gun in our face? How do we do this with a gun in our face?
We're telling you. No. See, you keep – how do you change your conversation, change your focus, and stop talking about the thing that you want to change so much? You are so focused. But, and so, no. So
it's hard not to be when they're killing us every day.
Exactly. But you have to stand up and make a choice to choose to not focus on that negative conversation and thought.
But my thing
thought,
is, okay, I agree with that point.
Well, no.
I agree with
that
point.
Let's stay there for a second. Before you come and again tell me about the gun in my face, the gun in your face, the gun in somebody else's face, let's stay on the point of you choosing to not focus on the gun in your face before it's in your face, and before you continue to just take the stories, and so many people, social media, make it so wonderful to pass along the negativity and for us to laugh about it and joke about it and get mad about it and angry about it, and we enforce all of that negativity. We fuel the fire of that negativity, and then we say it's not possible, more negativity, and then we talk about how we're not going to march because it's ridiculous.
I'm saying
the most powerful thing, and it's sad to have a hand. I'm gonna say, I said this earlier. Why have a hand grenade if you don't know that you need to drop the son of a gun so that it can go off, so that it can do what it was supposed to do? Why have a mind if you are not going to use it to the fullest? And it's the most powerful thing. because I'm telling you, yes, we're going to face adversity. And as I was saying, I was going to say about pregnancy. When we're having a baby, we regurgitate the first trimester. A lot of women experience hyperemesis, and we throw up and we vomit and we release the things. However our body is becoming hormonally adjusted to the process, we go through some changes. In life, you go through some changes. When you are coming upon a change, there is going to be adversity, and it's not going to feel good. It's really
no, good. It's not like that.
And it's okay.
This is nothing to feel. This is nothing to feel. This is death coming at you. It's nothing to feel. This is nothing you're going to put a Band-Aid on. This is people coming at you in an infinite way. They're trying to end it all right there, and they're licensed to do it. These people are given a license. But so my thing is, okay, transformation, division, I can change my mind. My mind tells me that I need to do something to protect myself. That's what my mind tells me, because I don't have the time to approach legislation. Yes, sir?
Yo, what about, I get what she's saying about using our mind, because if we all collectively come together and expand our consciousness to elevate above the negativity, elevate above the killings that are happening, I don't know, they won't stop immediately. They won't. It's just that's not how it's going to work, because
they're not
going to
stop ever. They can't stop.
That's what you have to choose to not choose. It will stop. You can't.
That's the first law. First law of the land is self-preservation. You have to understand why are they motivated? Why are they motivated? What's motivating these people to do that? You have to understand they're trying to preserve their life. First law of the land.
Exactly.
Self-preservation.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a movie or a book called Fear of a Black Planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest fear.
Okay.
And it's transforming into that right now. We used to be the minority, now we're the majority when it comes to them.
You keep segregating, Patrick.
Segregation has been segregated. The segregation has been presented by them. They don't care about any other race.
Listen,
they're focusing on blacks.
Do you know why they built the Great Wall of China?
I don't know yet, but I just want to do something very quickly. Jerry, hold your point, because I want to hear what you have to say. But Cassandra Calloway just chimed in, celebrity journalist from L.A. and also the host of the Transformation Tour Detroit that is going to be taking place on October 22nd in the Artist Village in Detroit as we march down Detroit streets with our vision board / marching banners, and we're declaring transformation it is. So, hello, Ms. Cassandra Calloway. Real quick, say hello.
Hello,
get back to
everybody.
Jerry,
Jerry, you guys, I've been listening for a while, and I've been wanting to double dutch in, but you guys are hitting the point so correctly on everybody's part. But once again, thank Princess Odelia, Dr. Princess Odelia, for having me as the host for the I Am Transforming Detroit rally on October 22nd, and I'm looking forward to being in your fair city again, and knowing that I have to wear more appropriate clothing. Because I came with California October weather. Okay, I stepped off the plane. Thank God I had a jacket. Because let me tell you, I didn't know that I could freeze until I hit Detroit. Don't meet me. Look, Peter, don't meet me at the airport. I'm wearing a mink because, I came because it was 100 degrees when I left L.A. at 5 o'clock in the morning last year when you brought me there. But when I hit Detroit... When I hit Detroit, let me tell you, a popsicle, short sleeve. I had on a linen no sleeve jumpsuit. I even cut my hair. I'm gonna have an afro. Okay, I'm gonna have on a fur. I'm going to have on some Uggs. I'm going to have on OJ's one glove. I'm just going to come out there to bed with my rally, with my banners held high, because I am transforming Detroit, because it needs to be done with some heat. Okay, you got to come with the heat. I didn't know I had to bring the California sun with me. I mean, I brought the energy, but now I'm going to bring you the sun, the fun, the fur, and the heat. October 22nd, we're going to be on the corner of Grandview and Losser.
Grand River.
Grand River and Losser, you know, because I'm still cold. I'm still freezing. I'm still trying to catch my breath. I can still see my mouth talking and stuff coming out. You know, I ain't been in that type of weather in years.
Now, listen, we have Patrick Case, the second, is on the show tonight, too. He just dropped by. But we're going to be featuring him next week on the
Hi, Patrick.
Service Development Show. Patrick, this may be, Jerry, I'm coming back to you. I don't want you to think I forgot you. You hold it. Don't lose it.
Hold on,
like
Jerry.
Patrick
I'm almost finished.
Here.
I got only two more minutes of jokes, and then I'm gone. Okay, go ahead.
So listen, now Patrick Cage II, I want you to share with everyone right now, I want you to share with everyone right now what the name of the show that you're going to be on October 17th, the role you're going to be playing, and all that good stuff. Give your plug, give your 30-second elevator speech, and don't let me talk you out of it.
On October 17th, I will be on the season 3 premiere of Jane the Virgin, playing Officer Knapp, and it airs October 17th at 9 o'clock. I would love it if everybody checked it out. It's going to be amazing. First episode back for the show. A lot of twists and surprises, and if you follow the show, it will be a great one for you. There's a lot of excitement.
Yes, that's my favorite show. Oh, my God.
It was so exciting.
Did I just group you out? Oh, my God. Because, you know, Michael and Jane, they got married. And, you know, never mind. Okay, let me shut up. Mm-hmm. Yes,
you
okay,
know,
okay.
Michael got shot. My character comes in to help the investigation of who shot him. So...
Who shot Mike? Oh, yeah. Are you in Detroit?
No, he's in L.A. with you, so you need to interview him.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Both of the Patricks are in L.A. They're in L.A.
Wait a second.
You.
I need to. You know what? I need to have a threesome with Patrick. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute now. We need to do this good because I just built a studio in my house. I just built a studio, a green screen studio in my house. But wait a second, Patrick. I think I know. Wait, Patrick, the actor. Are you? Wait a second. I think I know you.
Now, what's my? Hold on. There's Patrick Singh, Patrick Cage. He's been on the Oprah Winfrey show. Oprah Winfrey had him featured on her show, okay, twice or three times or something. It's just amazing. And then his son is an actor, and also Patrick Cage the senior. He's a model. That's why I put that hot picture up on my page so people can tune into the show and they can listen because they want to listen to Patrick. Okay, because they want to see Patrick and his little 12 pack. You got more than a 6 pack. You got about 12 of them son of a guns. But anyways, I don't know if you still look like that now, though, because that had to be eons ago. But anyways.
I got him in the gym.
Anyway, I'm just saying. But he was hot back then, girl, bye. So anyway, he and his twin sister, they've been on Oprah Winfrey. But his son is the actor, and she's the one, he's the one that is doing the October 17th hookup on your favorite show. Jane, can I just keep it real, guys? I mean, for 2 seconds, I'm going to be very honest. I totally forgot the name of the darn show about 3 times, and then you just said it real, real quick, and I totally forgot as well. So can you say the name of the show again, please?
Jane the Virgin.
I've been looking for my notes. Pulling my hair out over here. I said, I cannot believe this.
Let me tell you something. The show is amazing. I discovered the show on Hulu last year, the year before last, and the father, Aurelio, and I used to do I did a recap on Jane the Virgin. Yes, and I'm so happy that her and Michael are married now. I cannot wait for the new season, and My something's making my eyes burn. Okay, well, I'm here in L.A., so we will definitely hook up P&P. Oh, the Patricks. Oh, I love this.
I love it.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. I would love to.
No, wait. So Patrick Cage is the one that's going to be on Jane the Virgin?
Patrick Cage, the second.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I thought you were this other Patrick, but no, I haven't met you because I host a lot of red carpets.
Patrick Cage the second, you would be robbing too many cradles if you even tried to go there, okay, sister girl? So,
you see, nobody,
you
see
the,
nobody was
you
trying to put on those diapers
be,
today. Wait a second. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right
today.
Now.
I'm,
let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something right now. I'm not
what?
In the pull-ups, okay? I'm sorry, but I'm not. I don't deal with pull-ups. Okay, we all good. Okay, I'm of a certain age, so you know we ain't got to worry about me. You know, saying did I pull up or did I do anything when I was in Detroit last time? No, I was too daggone cold. You know, saying so you ain't got to worry about it. Just chill, just relax. Patrick, little Patrick ain't got nothing to worry about. Now, Big Patrick, you married? No.
Big Patrick's not married.
Big Patch, well, I got a 12-pack, too. I work out 5 days a week for 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
what you
is,
got to,
you ain't seen me.
You need to post my picture on your page, okay? Let me get it.
You need to post my picture.
Okay, you need to post. Matter of fact, post a picture of me in the pink dress when you see the 12-pack I'm rocking from last year's birthday. Post that picture.
You know what I'm about to do. See, look at you. I'm getting ready. You know what? Guys, we're taking a Jill Scott break on that note.
Okay.
Go Cassandra Calloway. CossandraCallowAy.
Yes,
go look up Cassandra Calloway and be drooling when you come back. Look at the Facebook page and be drooling when you come back. If you're not drooling, I'm not gonna say nothing. I won't even come to Detroit.
Wait a minute, Patrick. I want you to hold on because I want you to let everybody know where they can follow Jane the Virgin.
Don't want this thing
on my screen,
but can't let go.
All right.
Even though I need it so. Your arms, they soothe me, but I ain't no game. I ain't no toy, I ain't just brain. This ain't no movie, man. I'm a real woman. Been down this road before. I just need more.
What does my body ignore? What my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in despair. I need to. What does my body ignore? What my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in despair. I need. They keep finding me. I wanna lay low, but continuously you do all the right things, so sweet for me. What do I do?
What does my body know? What's my mind say?
Got that technique that keeps you coming back to back, and I know you.
Okay.